This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. I encourage you to get a Bible and a pencil and or pen and a piece of paper to write down the passages that we're talking about today. If you have an opportunity to follow along in your Bible, that's great. I encourage you to do that. If you don't have a Bible right handy, I'd like to have you write the verses down so you can go back and later on today or in the coming days ahead this week to re-examine the passages that we're studying, because I want you to see that the scriptures do not lie. The scriptures do not contradict themselves, and I want you to see what it is that God is telling you. The truths of God's word that so often a message of God's coming kingdom is right there in scripture. It was Jesus' favorite topic, if you will. It was a topic on the heart and lips of Jesus throughout his ministry. It was a topic spoken of by the early apostles as they established churches in the known world of Asia and Asia Minor. And the kingdom of God is a message, though, you don't hear preached too much in today's church. And I believe it's important we get back to the Bible's message. What was important on the lips of Jesus should be important on our lips today, to share what the true hope of the church is. It is the coming kingdom of God when Jesus returns. And when he returns, the dead in Christ will be raised. The living Christians who are alive at the coming of Jesus will be caught up together to meet Jesus in the air. And we will begin ruling and reigning with Jesus as kings and priests with him. That's what the Bible teaches. If you have comments or questions or rebuttal, I encourage you to write to me at Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, Post Office 420, Litchfield, Minnesota 55355. I think you find, if you study the scriptures truly, the message of God's kingdom is paramount in the scriptures. And it's something that Jesus talked about. I believe it's important that we share that message, because that is what the hope of the church is. As we continue study, we were looking last week at Matthew chapter 16. I'd like to look at a passage similar to that in a few moments from the Gospel of Luke. But go back again to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21, as Jesus began a new part of his ministry after he had been teaching his disciples about the kingdom, about the importance of repentance and what they needed to do to get their lives in order. Jesus, according to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21, the Bible says, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples. He began to teach this message, that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. A couple of important things to notice. One is that he began at this point in the middle of his ministry to teach about his forthcoming suffering. He hadn't talked about it before. So if anybody tries to tell you that Jesus' entire ministry was all about 3 days' work, death, burial, and resurrection, they're wrong. Because Jesus talked at the very beginning of his ministry about the kingdom of God. That was paramount, because he was preparing them for what the future actually held for the believer. The kingdom of God is going to come. But an important part for entrance into the kingdom of God is to accept God's king, God's messenger, God's agent. And that was the Messiah. The Old Testament pointed to the Messiah. The people longed for the Messiah. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament does not mention Jesus' name as being Jesus. The prophecies look toward a Messiah who is going to come to rule and to reign. And Jesus said in John chapter 5 that the scriptures spoke of him. The church leaders, the temple leaders, Jewish leaders, were looking at the scriptures, thinking that in them they find life, and they don't find life in the scriptures, they find life in Jesus Christ. And they missed that. Life everlasting Eternal life comes through knowing Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and Master. It's something that you and I will receive when Jesus returns. It's part of our reward. It's the change that is going to take place at our resurrection. It is at that time when we are raised from the dead that we will be given our reward. And our reward will be eternal life, everlasting life, and entrance into the kingdom of God. And we will live forever. We do not have immortality now. The scriptures clearly teach that immortality is something that it will be conferred upon us. It is a gift that God will give those who trust him. And in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus began at this point in his ministry, partway through his ministry, some believe it's right around a year to year and a half into his ministry, he began to tell his disciples about the need to go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things of the chief priests and the elders and the scribes, be killed and be raised the third day. Now, there's one important thing I want you to see here. The words being killed and raised again the third day clearly indicates that Jesus himself was aware of his destiny. This was God's plan. This is how God intended to fulfill man's need for a Savior. There was no one perfect that was capable of dying. God could not die. He was immortal and is immortal. He provided his son, Jesus Christ, born of a woman made under the law. Jesus was the Son of God. He was also the Son of Man, born of Mary, a human being that through his life did not sin. He was the only one that was capable of being the perfect sacrifice that was needed to provide life everlasting for all mankind. Jesus Christ was God's sacrifice to give us, you and me, an opportunity to have eternal life. But that opportunity was made available, and then the choice of accepting Jesus Christ has been made available to each of us. God provided Jesus to die for the sins of the entire world. He suffered excruciating pain. There have been times in my life when, if I've suffered a lot of pain through one situation or another, that I've fainted, I've passed out, because the pain has been so great. If you look at the scriptures, you're going to see Jesus was conscious throughout that experience. Angels in the Garden of Gethsemane strengthened Jesus. It was God's will that Jesus suffer this death that you and I could have eternal life. It seems unfair Jesus had to suffer that, but I am so thankful that God loved me and loved you so much that he was willing to provide his son, his only begotten son. Begotten means being born, being sired. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He was born a mortal man, capable of dying. God could not die. God provided Jesus to die in our place. And when Jesus was teaching and preaching to his disciples and sharing with them what his future was, he knew his destiny. For the words here, it says he told the disciples that he was going to be killed and raised again the third day. And this indicates that Jesus was fully aware of his destiny. He knew the will of his heavenly Father. The other passage I'd like to have you quickly look at is in the Gospel of Luke, and we'll probably be picking up at this passage next week as our time is coming to a close. I want you to look at Luke chapter 18 and verse 31 through 34, and we'll read it fairly quickly here. When he took unto him the 12, and he said to them, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on. And they shall scourge him and put him to death. And the third day he will rise again. This is Luke's account of what we had just read from the Gospel of Matthew. A similar account written by the physician Luke of what was going to happen to Jesus. What happened actually to Jesus. For Luke is writing in after this has actually taken place. He's writing an account of what took place in Jesus' life. He's a little bit more graphic about what he says, particularly being in the fact that he was mocked, spitefully treated, entreated, and spitted on, and scourged. Luke was a physician. He takes a doctor's point of view, and he's a little bit more graphic regarding the crucifixion. It's Luke's account of the crucifixion that has so much more graphic detail regarding Jesus' encounter in the Garden of Gethsemane. And it's written from a physician's point of view. Jesus here, again, was telling the disciples, this is what's going to happen. Foretelling his passion, that he's going to die. But again, I want to reiterate to you the fact that he says he's going to be put to death, but rise on the third day indicates Jesus knew his destiny. He would live again, for this was the will of God. May God bless you as you continue to study and become a student of his word.